Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Today we have Professor Richard Conroy, Chairman of Conroy Gold and Natural Resources, which is an exploration company listed in the AIM market. Morning, Richard. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, Rob?
I'm very well, thanks. We've had a number of questions from investors which we'd like to ask. So we'll start with one that relates to the recent news of the placing. With the announcement of raising £500,000, can you give us a bit more detail on how this cash will be used?
Certainly. We will be using it to build on the excellent drilling results that we've had during the spring and summer. We'll also be using it in connection with the proposed mine, which we're looking forward to bringing in, doing various technical studies, environmental studies, that sort of thing. And as well as that, obviously, general overheads and so on. But we're very pleased to have raised £500,000 during August and doing it at a premium to the existing share price and having some, I think, quite good long-term investors coming in. So we're well pleased with it, and obviously we'll be needing more money down along the line as we proceed onwards. But the great thing about the drilling this year is that it's brought us really to a full step forward, and we're now getting, and our technical colleagues are getting very good at being able to estimate exactly where drilling is needed. So it's really a big step forward towards actually having the necessary resource to bring in a mine.
Okay. The next question is about what's the business strategy and how is this underpinned by your operational plans?
Well, the business strategy from the very beginning has been to find a world-class ore body, a world-class gold ore body. Quite frankly, we didn't expect to do as well as we have done, but that has been the strategy from the very beginning. It's taken a very long time, as these things do, but on the other hand, we're now looking at what very likely is not only a world-class deposit at the northeastern end of our license area, but we have an overall area in which there are many other prospects. So our operational plans are to continue to build up the resource. We're looking at the possibility of a very, very substantial resource now. We have over 500,000 ounces already, and we're looking to build that up into ultimately a multi-million ounce resource. And I'm very reasonably confident that we'll be able to do so. And yet, at the same time, obviously, at the end of the day, you also want to start bringing in one or more mines. So we're also proceeding in parallel with the necessary work to bring in what initially will be a conventional open pit mine, because the ore literally comes to the surface and it's very feasible to start with an open pit mine. Probably a little bit more than one, possibly followed later by underground. And so the strategy is in fact working out, and working out very well, but it has indeed taken a lot of time. And it's great to now be at the stage where you're really beginning to see the results and you can see things begin to move very quickly.
Okay. So the next question is about investing in Ireland. What are the benefits to an investor?
Oh, there are tremendous benefits for an investor in Ireland. Ireland welcomes investment in general terms, but it's particularly attractive in mining terms. It has an excellent infrastructure. It has a history of mining. They've all been good mines. And as well as that, of course, you have people here in a stable political jurisdiction. And also from a point of view of if we're bringing in a mine oneself or alternatively bringing in a joint venture partner, the fact that there is fiscal stability, you know, when you do a deal with the government for such and such a royalty or percentage, that's the way it's going to stay. So it's a very, very attractive country in which to consider mining. And I think many of the major companies indeed are beginning to look more and more for stable environments with good geology, such as Canada or Ireland or Finland or Australia. rather than where they've unfortunately been encountering various problems, not so much related to the geology, but to the actual background against which they are working, or to lack of infrastructure. Ireland, by the way, I should add, has been, there's a rating called the Fraser Institute rating, and Ireland has been in the top 10 for many years, and indeed quite often has been up in the first or second place in that rating, which is rating the attractiveness from a mining investment point of view or development point of view of various countries throughout the world. And so there are a lot of reasons to look to Ireland as a very attractive place to develop a mine.
So if we were going to look forward 12 months, what do you think would qualify to say it's been a successful year for you?
I think there are two things there. One is the recognition in the industry, and I think that's coming about. We now have a booth at PDAC, which is the big mining conference, international mining conference in Toronto. And from when we opened this on the Sunday morning right through to closing it on Wednesday afternoon, we had a constant flow of people coming along, interested, and many of these were from mining companies. Hitherto, people have recognized Ireland as an international zinc province, particularly since the time that we discovered Galmoy and Anglo-American, Chevron brought in Lachine. And so people know Ireland as an international zinc province, but up until recently, people haven't realized that it also has very good prospects for gold. So one is the industry recognition, and I think that's coming about very well. The other thing, obviously, is that the share price should begin to relate the asset value. I think it was Buffet said, always look at the assets. Well, we're now developing an excellent asset, and I'd like to see the share value by this time next year begin to reflect the asset value. So those are the two things we'd look upon as a success for the company in the coming 12 months.
Getting to that success in 12 months, one of the questions we have is, would you consider strengthening the board by bringing on an individual with a proven track record for mine development?
Well, of course, on our board already, both the managing director and myself were involved in the discovery and development of Galmoy, which is the world's last zinc mine. As well as that, one of the directors who joined us last year, Brendan McMurrah, he was involved with Hibernia and Lachine, the other world-class zinc mine that was brought in, and our other members of the board also have a very apposite experience relating to mining and mine development and the industry generally. But at the same time, obviously, one wants the right people at the right time, and if there's somebody really worthwhile, good technical qualifications, good background, which would be useful to the board and to the development of mine, we'd obviously be very pleased to welcome such a person onto the board.
The next question relates to the recent acquisition of Doradian. Do you think your company might be feeling the same interest?
Well, one of the things about Dalradian, and, you know, talk about taking a long time, one of our board members was actually involved as a young geologist in the discovery of the Dalradian ore body, and that was back in 1983. So when people talk about a long time, unfortunately, for major ore bodies, they do tend to take a long time to be brought to the stage when they can be developed into a mine. And one of the things about Dalradian, I suppose, is that it's primarily now back from Toronto, which is basically the centre of the mining industry. So it has been indeed helpful to us in making the mining industry aware of the great potential of Ireland for gold, particularly the northern half of the country. And Dalradian's ore body is, of course, now proven up as a world-class ore body. It's to the north of us, and I think certainly there has been increased interest in us. It's possibly one of the reasons why there are so many people coming along to our booth back in March. So we're wishing Dalradian well. They go down to a very deep depth, over a kilometre. We're still only looking down to about a couple of hundred meters. But I think all around that this is very positive for the company, and I've no doubt at all that as people begin to realize the potential, the world-class potential, the asset value, and so on, that this will in due course crystallize into shareholder value, which at the end of the day is what it's all about, including not least myself. I'm a very substantial shareholder.
Oh, good. Okay, the next question is about there being many voices expressing an interest in the company, but concerns about the length of time the company has been in the market and the progress achieved. Have you got any response for that?
Absolute sympathy with it. It has taken a very long time, and the development of these, the discovery and development of world-class ore bodies does, unfortunately, take a very long time. That's why you must look at the strategic value. We have persisted with the exploration at a time both when the gold price was low and when there was very little interest in Ireland in gold exploration. And it's because of that, to a considerable extent, that we have made our potentially world-class discoveries. We now have discovered, from starting less than 4,000 ounces when we took over the Clontibret deposit. It's now JORC compliant, over 500,000 ounces, and likely to be very much larger. As well as that, we've made discoveries on either side of it, so that we can reasonably expect that in addition to the 500,000 ounces, we'll probably have over 8 million ounces as well. We have it already as an exploration target in the northeast of our license area, and that still leaves a very large portion of the area which we know to have gold potential. But I can understand people looking at the share price, seeing it going down, seeing how long it's taken. And one of the great things about the drilling program that we've had during the spring and summer is that it's really brought us to a stage when you can now see it all beginning to come together very quickly. Previously, we had good reason to hope that it might be big. We didn't expect it to be so big. But nonetheless, it took a long time. It took, for example, over 20,000 soil samples. And these are taken with an auger, most of them down to a few meters. And that in itself is a huge task, quite apart from drilling and airborne geophysics and ground geophysics and all the rest of the work that has to be done when you're looking at a really serious deposit. And we've not only got a really serious deposit, we've got this area. We've shown now over 40 miles of a gold trend. It won't all be gold, but there are several very nice-looking targets right along us. So it's very understandable for people to feel impatient and say, oh, we've been around for a long time and they haven't even brought in a mine yet. Well, that's very true. But at the same time, we've made what is looking like one of the big world-class discoveries in a stable environment, politically, and from a company point of view, international company point of view, highly attractive, and because we were there steadily working away and people perhaps not paying too much attention to it, we have, under the licensing system, been able to build up a license area of over 800 square kilometres, which, so long as we do our work commitments, we can continue. So effectively, in that entire area, if any major or anyone else wishes to come in and do a joint venture, they have to come to us. Whereas in most circumstances, you'll have a dozen different junior explorers, each with its own little patch, each competing. We have probably the entirety of the area, certainly the greater part of it. So we're in an extraordinarily strong position. I think that's now been recognized by the industry to an increasing extent. I have no doubt at all it will be reflected in due course in the share price. We've seen that once before with our major discovery down at Galmoy. Many years ago, our share price was languishing down in the sort of the 10s and the 20s and so on. And again, understandably, people impatient and we've been drilling and so on and so forth. And then gradually, as people began to take on board, it was all in the public domain, just as at present. It's all in the public domain now. We issued our news releases, detail the grades and the depths and the amounts and so on. But we then saw people gradually beginning to cop on to the fact that Ireland might be a significant zinc province, and our share price went up from around about, at the time, I think 20-odd p, 23p, somewhere in that sort of level, up to £7.50, at which case we divided the shares up. But a lot of people made a lot of money. And curiously enough, I suppose it was the Canadians who were first to spot it and came in first. Then the UK market came in, and I'm sad to say my own colleagues were perhaps a little bit slow in coming in on it. But I'm glad to say many of those who participated in the recent fundraising are actually from Ireland, local people looking forward to development here. So yes, indeed, it takes a long time, but the object of the exercise is to find something really worthwhile and enhance shareholder reward accordingly.
Great. I'm hoping that answers that question for those who were expressing a few concerns. You might have even answered the next question, but I'm going to ask it anyway. It's for new investors with other opportunities on the AIM market, low price opportunities. Why should they choose Conroy Gold?
Well, there are lots of other opportunities on the market, but I don't know of any small mining exploration company which effectively has a potentially world-class opportunity, targeted potential of nearly 10 million ounces, and a share price which, even though we did our recent placing at above the actual level, at a premium to it, and nonetheless there are shares on the market at the moment, which I don't think quite reflect the potential asset value. So I think the company is very investable, but no doubt there are other opportunities for other people to take. But if you want a company with a potentially world-class asset, I can't think of any other to compete at the moment, certainly not in the gold industry.
Well, thank you for that, Richard. I mean, we appreciate, and I think many investors do, when a company actually takes the time and the effort to answer questions from some of their shareholders. So we thank you for this opportunity. Wishing you the best, and hopefully hear from you soon.
Look forward to that. Many thanks, Rob.
No problem.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.